Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Farmers markets have been booming in counties across Kentucky. Seems like new ones pop up each year. As time goes by, they become a true community asset, not just for nutritious locally grown foods, but for social contacts as well. In the case of Monroe County, they've added a regular feature once a month, inviting in local crafters.
Of course, it makes it a lot more exciting when you go to the farmers market, when you have more vendors. Sometimes maybe a customer thinks, oh, I'm going to go get some tomatoes and cabbage or something today, and then they get there and they, to their surprise, they see basket makers and weavers and a potter, maybe knife makers.
Sue Walsh is a member of the group Monroe Crafters, and they come in every second Saturday on tap for this Saturday's farmers market in Tompkinsville. She says their group obtained a grant last year that really helped them step things up.
Yes, absolutely. Last year we received a very generous grant through the Brushy Fork Institute, and that provided seed money for our group to organize and kind of get some training to help us to be better entrepreneurs.
Joining the farmers market once a month has helped. She feels like it just broadens the market's appeal when they're on hand, perhaps boosting traffic for all. More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
How was your chicken tonight?
It's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Settles family from Owensboro, Kentucky.
We produce poultry for families all over the state.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. If you're buying a chicken that came from our farm, you're getting an excellent quality product. Some of the best you'll find in the case.
A lot of your local restaurants feature our poultry products. We are a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Monroe County crafter Sue Walsh says last year's grant allowed for some professional training in a host of areas. They received individual and group mentoring on business skills, eventually leading to their connection with the farmers market activities.
And now I'm proud to say that most everybody has a professional business card. They're busy either on Facebook or other social media venues, getting the word out about their individual craft. Also, a benefit of us banding together is that we now have a website.
And that is MonroeCrafters.com. It's a shared site with the local Chamber of Commerce. So the crafters will be at the farmers market this Saturday. They'll be on hand for the September 3rd Monroe County Watermelon Festival in Tompkinsville. Local crafters and farmers markets joining forces. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.